So this is it, huh? My best friend is finally becoming a man. You've been going out on dates with a girl, even. Well, a girl other than me. Yeah, I guess they weren't really dates. But we did do lots of stuff together. Well, we went to the movies, played football down at the park. Spent entire days watching TV and playing video games. Yeah, we're just friends. Sure, I'm a girl, but I'm your friend, and that doesn't really make me your girlfriend. Well, I'm happy for you. It really sounds like things are getting serious between the two of you. And I heard that her parents are out of town this next weekend. Well, I don't want you to get your hopes up, but that could be a fun night for you. You guys have gone out a few times and you've been doing the entire lovey-dovey thing everywhere, especially at school. It's kind of gross if you ask me, but whatever. I think at this point there's a reasonable chance she wants your dick. She's had a little more experience than you. Maybe a lot, depending on who you ask. But I'm not the one to be spreading vicious rumors. And when a time comes to be naked with her, I just hope you have better luck than your first go with other athletic endeavors. Come on. You suck, and you know it. At least your first time, though. Oh, okay. When we were kids, remember, you climbed your first tree, and I was the one who had to help you get back down. I was riding a bicycle long before you, and I even had to show you how to do it properly before you killed yourself, quite frankly. You were terrible. You couldn't even play football properly without my help. What I'm trying to say is good luck with this girl. Sex doesn't seem that hard, yeah, but I suppose you'll just be your typical nervous self and end up making a complete mess of it. Well, sorry, I don't think it's gonna work for me to be on a date with you tonight to give you pointers. The whole walkie-talkie thing is just for movies, you know, it's not something that actually works. No, don't panic. Just because I won't be there doesn't mean I can't give you a tip or two. I guess it's the least I can do. It's not like we've been seeing much of each other lately with you and her getting so serious. If you do things right next weekend, you'll probably be so busy hooking up with her in the future, you won't have time for me anymore. I guess it's a sacrifice I'm willing to make to see my best friend happy. At least if being with her is what makes you happy. Yeah, you do seem to think so. So let's get to work and getting you ready for the big date. First things first, we need to do something about your kissing. Yes, I know you've kissed her before. You do it all the time between classes, but I don't know, you're kind of all over the place with that. It's kind of like a puppy dog licking someone's face, and it's cute and very embarrassing to watch, but probably not something you want to keep doing. Don't get mad. I'm telling this for your own good. You want to impress her, hopefully end up doing her. Is that not? Well, yeah, okay, good. So let's work on your kissing. Start off by showing me how you kiss her. On what? On me, stupid. Look, I might not be the girly girl type, but I'm still a girl. You seem to keep forgetting that. Yes, I'm also your best friend. At least I won't be afraid to tell you if you suck at kissing, and I'll tell you how to fix it. We drink from the same bottle all the time, so we've shared saliva before. This is kind of the same thing, just a little more direct. Just kiss me, dumbass. Okay, that's not bad. It's kind of timid, just like you are at everything, actually. Yeah, I suppose some of it may be because you're kissing me. Kind of weirded out too. Let's just try it again. A bit longer, a bit more intense. I think that might work. Yeah, that's better. We can move on to more advanced stuff. Have you ever taken off a girl's bra before? Are you gonna blush like this when you're with her? You know, if you can't even answer the question, I think I know what the answer is and what we have to work on next. What? I'm taking off my shirt. That's the only way you'll be able to get at my bra properly. I could put one around a pillow and show you that way, but this is a bit more practical. You used to see me topless all the time when we were kids, before the boobs became an issue. Yeah, just, okay. Reach around me.
Mm-hmm.
Try to work the clasp. It's a lot more complicated for you than it is for me. Just let me lean into you a bit. Come on. It's not as complicated as it seems. Just, yeah. There you go. Yeah, I had to take it off. Why? Because I knew this was going to be the first time you were going to see your real pair of tits. You were going to look away and get all embarrassed, and that's not the kind of thing that's going to impress that girlfriend of yours. So it's okay to stare at my chest, even if I did give you shit for it in the past. I know my tits aren't as big as yours, just use your imagination. Well, your imagination and your hands. Well, you're going to touch her, aren't you? Mm-hmm. And when you do, you don't want to be fumbling around or squeezing too hard or just blame things. You could ruin the mood, and the fun would end real fast like that. So, yeah, you're not cooperating. I'm just gonna grab your hands and get you started. Wow. Now you're just doing the opposite of what I was afraid of. Not doing anything with your hands when you have them squeezed up against boobs is not a good thing either. It's okay, just let your hands close over them and squeeze them. Gently though, they're not football. Though I don't mind too much if you play with them. Especially the nipples. Mm-hmm. Use your thumb on them. Yeah, like a video game controller. If that helps. Mm-hmm. Okay. You keep doing that. Wow, I undo your pants. No. Seriously, trust me. I can tell you're sporting some serious mood right now. Maybe too much. Let's face it. You're too excitable. At least when playing or watching sports and playing video games, you like to go, well, half cocked. I kind of suspect that you're going to go off fully cocked as soon as you see or feel the girl's hand around your dick and probably, well, splatter yourself all over. So let me just see what happens if it gets some air and if it feels my hand around it. Maybe you won't come at a girl's touch, but if you do, let's not have you find out with your girlfriend on your big night. Just try not to shoot all over me, okay? I heard that stuff is, like, hard to get up clothing. Actually, I better not risk it. Let me just take off my jeans and boxes. Okay. I don't want you to splooge all over these. Well, it'd be hard to explain when my mom does the laundry. And you don't want me to ruin my favorite jeans of your cum, do you? This will be another good test, too. I bet a lot of virgins blow their load at the first sight of a girl's pussy. Okay, you handled seeing your first non-internet pussy, okay. Let's see how you handle getting handled. You don't mind if I just keep it pointed away from me, just in case you... Now, don't flinch. A girl, especially your girlfriend, might take that the wrong way. It's just my hand. Maybe it's not as soft as your girlfriend's, and I've never had a manicure or painted my nails or anything, but it's still a girl's hand. Okay. No coming as soon as I touched you, or when my hand closed around it completely, which is good. Maybe my being your best friend is keeping you from getting too excited. Well, you know, since you don't look at me sexually at all. I should just stroke it a little to compensate. Just gently up and down. Okay. Okay, I'm impressed. I thought it would be all over by now. You might actually last until you're inside your girlfriend. We should try a little more visual stimulation and see how you do. Just don't tell anyone and let you see us, okay? What does it look like I'm doing? I'm rubbing my pussy. You think I never do stuff like that? I thought maybe if I did naughty things in front of you, it'd be a good test of your ability not to blow your load prematurely. Because your girlfriend would talk. She's talked about some of the many other guys she's been with. So watching me rub my pussy while I rub your cock is actually for your own good. I'm not getting any personal pleasure out of it. Not much. And I guess since you've lasted this long, there's one last thing I can show you. She's going to expect you to get on top of her when the time comes. And I just bet you're gonna screw that part up. Probably put your hand on her stupidly long hair or accidentally knee her in the stomach. So I'm gonna let go of your cock and just lie back here, still rubbing my pussy. And you have to try to get on top of me without causing any real damage. Just to practice for your girlfriend, you know? Well, I wouldn't be a very good best friend if I didn't let you practice getting on top, would I? Come on. You can do it. Carefully. Just move on top of me. I don't have long hair to watch out for, but try not to put your hands and knees or anything else where it doesn't belong. Well, stuff like that could screw up your first time, and as your best friend, it's my duty to help you get laid. And lose your virginity, yes. So just keep going. Okay. Look at you. You did it. Huh? You're all on top of me. Managed to do it without blowing your load too. Even when you had to watch me the whole time. I'm proud of you, dude. But since you're here, you do know that the entire wanting to help you lose your virginity thing can work in a couple of ways. You could wait until the big day, which may get delayed. And even if it does happen, maybe something happens so the two of you don't actually do it. But I'm here right now. We're both naked. We're both kind of horny. And I'm maybe not nearly as feminine as your girlfriend, but I have okay breasts. And I have a wet pussy. You don't seem to be as weirded out by the situation as you were at the beginning. I think all I have to do is spread my legs a little more. Or a lot. And I can stop rubbing myself and use my fingers instead to hold myself open for your cock, which is conveniently just a few inches away. And if you felt like putting it in me, I wouldn't tell anyone. Not our friends. Definitely not your girlfriend. It would just be our secret. Now that we're so close to doing it, do you really want to stop? Yeah. Right there. I'm making it as easy for you as I can. Just push the head into my pussy a little. And then I can move my hand away. And then you get... You know, I've been trying to plant the idea of fucking me in your head for months now. But you never seem to pick up on it, especially after you started dating her. I thought we should do it just once, you know, just to try it. We both have to have the first time. And I thought it'd be better if ours were with each other. Of course I'm okay, you big puss. I just got something in my eye. Definitely bigger than what I have in my pussy. But maybe if you move it a little, I might still be able to get some enjoyment out of it. Somehow. Did that piss you off? Good. Good. You've become too soft since you've started dating her. It's kind of nice to see some of the same old asshole I grew up with return. Well, if you want to get back at me for implying out a small cock, then you can fuck me harder with it and see if you can make me regret it. Yeah. Yeah, that's the spirit. I knew my best friend was still in there somewhere. Even better. In me. Your cock deep inside of me. Fucking me.
stretching out my poor little virginal pussy and not being wasted on that slut's fucking cunt. I'll bet once you've had mine, yours won't be all that fun anymore. You might even want to come back to me for another try at some point. I might be willing, yes. Keep going. Fuck me harder. No, I don't mind a little workout or bruise or two. Not like that silly girlfriend of yours. I bet she'd get upset if you mess up her hair or makeup, and she probably doesn't even know how to sweat. You're making me sweat. Breathe heavy and quite frankly feel good inside. And best of all, I don't fuck like a proper little lady. No, I'm not gonna come like a lady either. Quiet and stuff. Oh, yeah. I'll probably be loud. Oh, like when we play video games or watch sports or do anything else, you're not going to forget. You're not going to fucking forget what fucking means like or ever regret it. You'd have regretted it more if we never did this. And you'd definitely regret if you don't come in me right now. No, don't make me beg for it. Don't make me. You know I don't like looking weak in front of you. Or under you. Look, yes, I do want your cum. I need it, okay? If you try and make me beg, I might do it. But then I beat the shit out of you later, so please just come at me. Yes, 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 come. Come into your best friend's pussy. Uh-huh. Yes, fuck. 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 Oh. Duh. Yeah. It's true. I don't mind, but you know, that girlfriend of yours might think you're having a stroke or something. It's definitely something we could fix with enough work. We just need to give each other a lot more orgasms until you learn how to control it a bit better. We could probably work on your sexual technique too. You're pretty good actually, but there's always room for improvement. You're just lucky that you have a friend like me willing to help you with stuff like that. Like that. Yeah, I do sound a little weird. Just don't get the idea that I'm going all soft and girly and falling in love with you. Or that I've already secretly been in love with you for years. Don't make me laugh. But, you know, as long as we're laying here, that girlfriend of yours is probably gonna cuddle after sex. We could work on that too.